Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Vacation Station Travel and Leisure Show. Hey, everybody, welcome. Today, you know what? It is the third Wednesday, which means it's time to chat with Cheryl Ogle. Cheryl is a world traveler. She's a travel advisor and the owner of the travel company Hey Wanna Go. And she specializes in travel to Europe, the UK, river and ocean cruises. And she's here every third Wednesday, as I was saying. It's our Hey Wanna Go Travel Wednesday with Cheryl. And she always shares tips on packing, on booking flights, cruises, all of that. But today we're doing a follow-up on her recent adventure on these Christmas market cruises through Europe. And we talked about this in July, for Christmas in July. And today she is back with a follow-up because she just returned home from an excursion in London and then going to Budapest, Bratislava, I can't pronounce this, and Vienna. And so did I do it? Cheryl, welcome back. How
you
are you?
You did it. Thank you. I'm a little jet lagged, but all good.
Well, hey, jet lag is good. When people have jet lag, hey, listen, we just drove from, you know, Texas to Oregon and we feel jet lagged. We're in only a 2-hour difference time zone, but when you go, you know, across the pond, over the pond and into all these different countries, do you have any tips on that actually on jet lag for folks? Because
I do. So flying across the pond and going there is easier. And although you fly overnight, you land, for me, we started in London because it was my birthday weekend and London's my favorite city. So I decided I was going to spend my birthday in my favorite city. So we went to London and you arrive at, you know, 6, 7 a.m. and usually can't check into your hotel until 3 p.m. Sometimes you get lucky, but usually not. And so you've got to push yourself. So if you're like most of us and you don't sleep well on a plane, when you land, your best bet is to go drop your luggage and then get out and seek light, natural light, and get outside and just pretend, just acclimate and just decide, okay, it's 9 a.m. and go get a cup of coffee, go get breakfast, trick your body. Don't let your body, you know, tell you, no, really, we're tired. We've been traveling, you know, it's dinner time. It's not dinner time, it's breakfast time. And so just kind of fake it till you make it. If you can push yourself on that first day until like 6 p.m., 7 p.m. if you can, and then go to bed, you'll sleep 10 or 12 hours. You wake up the next day and really you're pretty adjusted.
Cool.
You know, resist that urge to get in your hotel and take a nap, because lying down is the worst thing you can do. I've done it before, and you say, okay, it's just 1 hour, and your alarm goes off in an hour and you go, oh, just one more hour, you know, hey Siri, you know, set a timer for 1 hour, and you wake up at 7 p.m. and now you've slept 10 hours, you're hungry, you're tired, you're groggy, but you can't go back to so just resist the urge of taking that nap. Mm-hmm. Push yourself, go find something to do, go find a market, go find a garden to walk through. A museum might be a little dry for arrival day, but go seek light and just trick yourself into thinking that, you know, you're starting your day.
I like that. So, I mean, we have to do that too as we travel across the country. You know,
we
don't even have a clock.
So many time differences.
We don't have a clock. And so, like, even today doing our recording, I messed up. I'm like, wait, I'm talking to someone in Hawaii and I'm like, I'm ahead, I'm behind. I don't know. You know, my body just doesn't know. It's like, get up, you know, like I basically wake up every day at 3 a.m., no matter where we are. It's a 3 a.m. wake up call. And so I get up. It's either time to get up or it's not. And so, you know, it's an interesting thing, but so long as you do get sleep along the way somewhere, but on these epic adventures, I mean, this Christmas market cruise, you're not having to drive. You're really not having to do much, right, when you did this cruise, because it's like once you get on the ship, like you're in, and yet you're visiting all these amazing places, right? So this is kind of like an easy way of traveling. You have some hassle. Obviously, flying and all that is a pain for all of us, right? It's just, and some people actually really like it. And it's their way to go to sleep, actually, but and catch some movies or read a book finally, you know, so it's different though when you get on a cruise. Once you get through that initial, okay, get our luggage in and all of that and flying, Isn't that kind of a magical thing that you can just go, okay, now it's time to party? You know?
Exactly. And I feel that way if you're getting on a big cruise ship, as soon as you cross that last little gangplank, and you take that first step onto the ship, it's like, okay, now it's really going to happen. Because until that moment, I'm still holding my breath thinking someone's going to say, hey, you're wrong. You can't board. Something's going to go wrong. That first step. But with a river cruise, when you're looking at 150, maybe 175 people on board, you don't have that rush of, the cattle call where you're all leaping through, going through security. It's not a big deal. It's a quick little, it's just a quick little walk on board and you tell them who you are. So it's a more relaxing embarkation, disembarkation process. And so
That's
that, who
cool.
doesn't like that?
Yeah.
But yeah, once you're on, since you have excursions included, that also cuts down on your thinking. And so you really can just get there and enjoy. And
So
with
when
this, because this cruise focused on the Christmas markets, we had three ports where we were heading, and that was the focus. We did get a little city tour in each, but largely it was to go see the Christmas markets.
Wow. So, and you were saying, and you've got a great blog, and everyone, the link to Cheryl's blog, is in the show notes of the podcast. But you can also go right to heywannago.com, her website, and go click on blog. And she wrote about it. She's got all kinds of great photos that make you hungry and festive. You had snow falling,
Yes.
so that had to be magical. But thinking about being in these very historic cities and in a market that is like a very historic tradition, right?
Right. They've been doing this for hundreds of years, and it's, locals will come together and do their shopping there. They'll meet there and have a hot drink and like an outdoor pub type setting. And so often, like Bratislava, the market was small but had so many food choices. I mean, my sister and I wandered through twice, like, okay, we knew we were just going to split something, but where do we want to stop? What are we going to land on? And so many locals were there just meeting up for lunch as a break in their day for work. So it
Oh.
was a fun time.
Oh, now let's talk about the food. Okay, this is the worst thing about these podcasts with you is I always get hungry, and you and I have a shared a love for cake and all those good things. But come on, listen, when you travel, you're allowed to be bad because this is, travel is one of the most important things we can do. And as we close out this year, 2023, and everyone may be listening later in 2024, but looking into the new year, I mean, travel, what is the best gift you can give yourself or a loved one is the opportunity of experience and traveling to new places. If we all talk about our wish lists, our bucket lists, whatever, however you want to talk about that list, but I would say now would be the time to look at this and eat all this good food. We're eating Christmas foods now, but I have a feeling that over there, the deliciousness is heightened, and this could be like a culinary journey when you go on these Christmas market cruises.
Well, it really could be because there are things that you don't see here. For instance, in Bratislava. So after we circled around, we saw a man carry away a little cardboard bowl of something. It's like, okay, where did he come from? Because
Yeah.
whatever he has, we need that. And it was like roasted fingerling potatoes as your base,
Oh,
and then a
no
cream
way.
sauce, and you could have different kind of sauces. There's a picture of it on my blog, and looking at it now, I'm feeling really discontent with the tomato soup I'm about to have for lunch. But it is, what else was on there? I'm looking. It was onions. They went in the back and chopped green onions fresh, bacon, cheese,
Oh,
something
no,
else. Oh, and then some sour cream and barbecue
you're
sauce.
talking Nan Nancy's language here. Are you're serious? Like
I
you put bacon on. Oh
know.
my gosh.
It was amazing. And we split this thing, and we still had probably a third of it left. We could not have eaten any more. Anyway, it was amazing. But
Oh
it's
my
just things
gosh.
like that. You don't go to the Sonic and order a bowl of this. That's,
No,
so
no.
where do you get these things in the States?
Well,
So
potato
it is.
pancakes. I want to
That's
talk
right.
about potato pancakes because I haven't had those since I was a kid, and that's something very traditional.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
Germany, right? And this is, I can't even explain them, but they're really good. And we went to a pancake place the other day, and that's the first thing I looked for was potato pancakes, and they weren't there. And I'm like, I must be talking to Cheryl so much that I've forgotten I'm in America. But, potato pancakes are hard to find, like good ones, you know?
Well, and these are made fresh. It's hard to beat those. When they're made fresh and they have different varieties of toppings, and so you can choose it plain, you can choose it with, loaded with meats and all that. So many offerings, and yet you hate to stand there and just keep filming when they're busy and selling things like, okay, excuse me, I just need a quick picture of your booth.
Yeah. But that's the
But
thing. You at the market, I was watching as you guys were traveling, and you're posting videos on Facebook, like live stuff. And here's like this, it's like almost like food stalls, right? But
yes.
they're keeping warm, but it's little restaurants. But you're filming them. They're in the windows making it. Like it is, from the kitchen to the table. You can watch the process, know where your food is coming from. And these are like almost ancient techniques. I mean, these markets come from like the 13 to 1500s, you were saying, Middle Ages, but these are traditional foods, not just from the markets, but passed down generation after generation. And here they are doing this, it's not machine made, without people's, touch of love on the food,
Right. That exactly. And that, like one of them in Budapest. So Hungarian goulash is very, it's just prominent, everywhere you go in Budapest. They all say, we have the best goulash. Well, in the markets, they have this bowl. It's almost like a giant wok. And it probably holds 5 to 8 gallons of goulash at a time. And they've got two of them going and they're just simmering. It's incredible. And you just go up and get yourself a little bowl of goulash there.
Oh, okay.
Ah. And
And flatbread pizza, I
then
didn't
you go to
expect that.
beverages.
Oh,
I know.
wait, but
Well,
this,
I
you,
know.
we can't, you can't, there's two things. Pizza, there's no way you had flatbread pizza, and I would not have expected that at all. But Nancy and I on pizza, right? So, like, pizza.
Yes.
Tell us about flatbread pizza. What, I mean, was that a surprise for
So,
you?
well, they call it flatbread pizza, but something's lost in translation because there's nothing flat about it. The crust is like an inch and a half thick. I mean, it's this big thing of which is more bread than I want. So we didn't actually have it. We did stand there and drool and sniff for a moment or two before we moved on. But it's probably an inch and a half thick, and then your toppings, several different varieties, but all beautifully made, handmade and baked right there. So everything, that's it, is everything is made right there.
Wow.
Chimney cake, because we can't skip dessert. Our last night in Budapest, we were at the market, and there was a long line for chimney cakes, and it's a wad of dough, and they wrap it. I have a long video. It's too long, I think, to put on my blog, but they wrap it around this oiled wooden, it looks like a rolling pin, but it's got a little cone shape. And so it's well oiled. They wrap it around here, and then it's baked slowly over hot coals. And then it's rolled in cinnamon sugar. And then some people choose to have it filled with whipped cream or other things. I'm a purist. I want cinnamon and sugar, and that's it. And so, but this one came, it was a foot long. So my sister and I
Wow.
both nibbled on it. And then I stuffed it, and I have a foldable shopping bag that I take when I travel. And so I just stuffed it in the bottom of that. We get back to the hotel or the ship that night, and we're packing because we're flying home the next day. And so I throw it in my suitcase or in my backpack. And then the day, well, after my house sitters left, I find it, and man, I put that thing in the microwave for 60 seconds, and it was amazing. So just
You go, girl.
day-old. I know, day old chimney cake, but it's just a fun treat. Something that you're not going to find anywhere else. Go eat the chimney cake. Life is short. Yes, I'm home, I'm back to eating healthy mostly.
Well, I'd be
It is
putting the
Christmas.
flatbread pizza in my suitcase, right? That's going to happen.
I know. Exactly.
You know how I travel, but anyway, so I love to hear that somebody else puts food in their baggage. and find something.
Right?
And me,
Oh my word, it was so
and
funny.
I've been known to have packed pizza and wine in my suitcase and forget about it for a month. So
Yeah.
anyway, I want to go back to the drinks you were talking about too, because this is something really neat, and I know that you have like a collection of Christmas mugs, right?
Well, I do now. So
No.
when you go the markets, they some of them do, I mean, they will sell the hot beverages in takeaway cups, but they also sell little mugs, ceramic mugs, and you pay usually about a 5 euro, five to 10 euro deposit, and you get your mug, you get your whatever drink you want in it, you pay for the drink extra, and then you own that mug. And if you want to return it, you just take it back. They hand you a 5 euro or whatever you paid back. And that's fine, but I want to take them home because they're all so different. I've got a couple that are little boots, and they're just fun. One from Vienna has the city hall, but it's all blacked out, and so you put a hot liquid in it, and then the black goes away, and now you see the city hall all decorated. So
Wow.
it's quite a thing. I didn't know it was a thing, but it is a thing apparently to go around to these markets and collect these mugs. Anyway, so now I have a collection of seven. So I just have to find more next year, I guess. But
Yeah. Well, you know,
they're
yeah.
special. They say the name, so it'll say Bratislava 2023, and so it's a good way. It does advertise the market, reminds you of the market that you found it at. Because like in Vienna, they have over 50 Christmas markets, and I think
Oh.
I visited five. And so
Okay.
some of my clients visited another one, and I saw them get on the coach with this particular mug. I said, "Where did you get that mug?" And he showed me, and I jumped off the bus to go look for it. Never could
Oh.
find it.
That's
Anyway, so
funny.
next year.
That's
But
funny.
anyway, that it's quite a thing. And plus, it does cut down on waste. You're not getting if you're getting the hot drinks are small. So if you're getting a bunch of those, you're not filling up the landfill with a bunch of paper cups or styrofoam cups. You're reusing your mug over and over and over.
That's cool.
And then at
I
the end of
love
the
it.
day, again, you turn it in or you keep it. So
And what are you putting in this mug? Let's get to the most important part of this. I understand that the beauty of these collections, but what you're sipping on is something that we don't always get in this country either, Glühwein. And now that's something we actually drank a lot of in South Africa. And I wonder if it was just Nancy doing it as I was growing up, or like because we're very Dutch and German and everything over there too. So we do have that background in South Africa. When I was growing up with Glühwein, I've never heard of here, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly anymore because I don't know what
You
language I'm in
are.
anymore. I'm getting it. See, it's that Dutch and German background, but that's something you may find once in a while here in this country. It seems to be eggnog more than the Glühwein over
Right.
the
No, it
holidays.
is. It's the number one drink over there, I would say, and that's an unofficial statistic. Don't look that up.
Yeah.
But that was what everyone was drinking. But they also have for the non-wine drinkers, they have what they call a Kinder Punch. But it's warm fruit juices that are mulled with the cinnamon
Children, kinder,
and
kinder is
cloves and
kids.
things. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, it's your little kid's punch. And then hot chocolate, which was very.
Oh, yeah.
I got some hot chocolate, and I'm not a big chocolate lover these days. And so I did get some just because it seemed like the fastest way to get a mug. He wouldn't sell me just a mug, and so it's like, okay, just give me some hot chocolate. But it was super rich. I mean, I almost felt like it was like pudding. Anyway, I managed to have it, and drink it all. But anyway, it was really, really rich hot chocolate. So you do have choices. There's another. So there is a. I don't drink very much, but there is a cocktail I like, and it's called a something star martini, and it is on my blog. A picture of it. I'm not going to say it in the blog because it may skew things. But anyway, but they had a hot one of those. And so again, it's a picture on my blog of just some different drink offerings.
Okay, so
So
one thing
it's fun.
I want to, you did this cruise, but what about London? Because I know we've talked about London on the show before, and this is your favorite city, but you did Christmas, season in London. Was that your first time doing the
Oh.
Christmas season in London?
I've been to London over Thanksgiving before, And so lights were starting to come, but back then that was years and years ago, and I really did not know all the great spots to go. I've since learned quite a bit. And so on my birthday, I handcrafted my entire birthday. I thought, okay, I'm having my perfect day in London. And at the end of the day, we went to see the Christmas lights. And so they are, you know, the big angels down Regent Street. And anyway, it's just, everyone has seen pictures of them, I'm sure. But it's just as magical as can be, but with crowds. I mean, enough to where you kind of hold on to your partner and go, okay, follow me, make sure, do I still have you? And you have your other hand on your purse, just because I always feel very safe in London. But when you're shoulder to shoulder crowds,
yeah,
I do keep a hand on my purse.
That's a good, another good tip.
Good
I mean,
yeah.
Was that the same way too at the markets in, you know, when you went through in Europe and Budapest and Bratislava and Vienna? I mean, because, you know, there's a Christmas spirit. There's obviously the shopping in the markets. That's like, you know, number one draw, right?
Right.
But,
Mm-hmm.
You know, what about like the twinkly lights, the ambiance, the also spiritual connection of what Christmas is?
Yes. Every of the major Christmas markets that we visited had an almost life-size nativity. It was just beautiful.
Wow.
And it might be in front of City Hall. It wasn't necessarily in front of one in Budapest was in front of the Basilica. But I mean, you do see them. And people are saying, and I feel like, you know, happy holidays. If you're, you know, if you're Jewish, I hope you had a wonderful Hanukkah season.
Sure.
But the Christmas markets, they are all saying Merry Christmas. That, you know, that is a focus of the Christmas markets. And it is centered around there. You'll see booths with hand-carved nativities that are just beautiful. Just stunning work, you know, all wooden, handcrafted. And then there are some booths where things are mass produced and made in countries that mass produce things. And you know, there's something for everyone. And that also brings price points, you know, for everyone.
Well, to me,
but there
there's
are
something.
Signs, you know, we were.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. I'm
No,
just excited
I was
about
just
it
gonna
because
say
I'm looking at your photos and you're
that.
seeing these cathedrals. And the snow falling down, and you can see where the Christmas booths are where you're going to go shop, right? But these cathedrals, to me, are like the biggest part of the setting, the cathedrals, because that in itself is so ornate. The work that the craftsmanship that built these cathedrals, I mean, way back when, right? And so that's part of that. Wow. If you're going to feel Christmassy, you know, and on the, everyone's got a different belief system, right? So
right.
Here on this show, we recognize all and appreciate all. And,
absolutely.
You know, the thing when you look at these cathedrals, I mean, it doesn't matter what you believe. There's this good feeling that comes from there. And you have this photo on your blog of a carousel in front of this incredible cathedral. I mean, look at those windows. Look at the work that went into the I know that blood, sweat, and tears that went into building this. And there's, of course, London has a bunch, you know, everywhere you went, these cathedrals are there with just, so where was that? You know, the
Now,
carousel to me is incredible. That's amazing.
Well, this is what you're going to find amazing. That is actually, that's Vienna, and that is their City Hall building.
What?
Yep.
No,
isn't that
we've got to
incredible?
step it up, America. Come on. A City Hall building just is like City Hall stamped on the front, you know, depending on what city you're in.
Right?
Sorry, but there are some beautiful ones. But like, what?
I know, but
I thought that was
isn't
a
it phenomenal?
Oh.
I did too. The first time I saw it, it's like, wait, this can't be the City Hall market. It's like, no, wait, that is City Hall. You know, where in Fresno, they built a City Hall that looks like a spaceship. I mean, it's the ugliest thing ever. And so you look at this and it's like, oh, wow, that's your City Hall. Incredible. And there are pictures. We did not go online or we did not go inside, but there are pictures online where you can see the inside. And it's incredible. It's about 150 years old. But sitting right outside there as you face it, just to the right, there was this massive nativity scene and people stopping by to take pictures and just admire it.
And that carousel is incredible. The carousel to me is, I love old carousels because again, it's going back to that craftsmanship. You know, and I think
Yes.
that's what's
Well, and
so
if you
beautiful.
look carefully, it's a double decker.
I know. That's, see,
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't
yeah,
that, I
you
mean,
know, with the amount of cake I eat, I need to be on the bottom. But anyway, but this is
same.
amazing when you see all the little booths for their shopping and how many people are there, and you see the snow on their umbrellas. It's like, and it's not too much snow. It's like the perfect Christmas scene. And you had to have just, even though it's a lot of people, been like, wow, this is for real. Like, this is a bucket list thing, right? For people to go
Yeah.
shopping. Like you said, there is mass produced, but there's still the ornate traditional crafts, right?
Right. Very, very much so. And you'll see things that you may not find anywhere else. I was able to pick up a couple of things for my youngest grandson, little 15-month-old, 16-month-old, that I've never seen before. And just special little gifts. So you can wander around. And even if you're not a shopper, I think it's fun to just enjoy the music, the lights, the decorations, and just being there.
I like that. I like it. So Christmas cruises. You've got, the Christmas market cruises for next year, 2024. We were talking about it in July 2023. You went on it and had a group with you. You did it as one of your group trips with clients
Yes.
for hey, want to go travel, everyone. So when it comes to booking for 2024, when should people start planning and actually making bookings?
Any time, really. I mean, if you're thinking you want Christmas travel for next year in January, we need to start that conversation and see what type of trip do you want. I did have two of my clients went and did a coach tour of Christmas markets through Europe, through other places, and then they flew to Budapest and joined the cruise. It was their first river cruise. And so they enjoyed seeing, they got to see German Christmas markets and just see several other things. So there are other ways. If you're open to a coach tour, that is one way to get around and cover a lot of ground. And you usually have skip the line access to any places that you're going to sightsee. So they simplify that. Like I tell people about coach tours, and they're not right for everyone, but it's like traveling with your parents when you're young. And mom and dad say, be in the car at 8, and you're down in that station wagon with your little bowl of Cheerios at 8 o'clock
Yeah.
because they know that they're leaving. And so that is a nice, simple way to go. You can also do them independently and take the rail between cities. And kind of if for people who like to be out and have a little more independence, that's an option as well. So if you're looking at holiday travel, if you're looking at travel for 2024, we need to start having those conversations in January.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, because things do book up, right? Because there's only so much capacity, no matter what, around the world. Like,
Exactly.
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
And
and
is
if you
it.
think about these river cruises, the ships hold up to 200, with most of them being around 160. So you don't have a lot of availability like you would on these big ocean liners.
Before you go, this is very important. You have a photo of all of this. Is this Bratislava? Oh, now I can't pronounce it.
Bratislava.
yeah, is that the photo with all the sausage? Is that the sausage town? That's the sausage city. You
I
have one with
think
a
that
bunch
was
of
in
sausage, and
Bratislava.
yeah, I'm gonna think because it looks like you have all kinds of meats, and then like it's almost like a
Yeah.
flauta. Like the are they crepes with all these
I
rolled up thingies, and then like,
yes, though
wow.
I think those were crepes. There were a lot of crepe stations as well. They call them pancakes there, but
Wow.
there were a lot of little dessert places with different
Oh,
flavors.
okay.
And of course, strudel. I didn't even touch on strudel.
Oh.
The strudel for days, every kind of strudel that you might want.
Wow.
I need to go
Wow, I'm
back.
looking at this, and
I
you've
need to
got
finish
a roast.
unpacking.
Oh my gosh, you've got a roasted pig popping out of the middle of that photo. Oh my God.
You found
See, that
him.
you wouldn't see in America.
Yeah.
Everybody would be like freaking out. Like,
No.
no, you can't be doing that. But
No.
it's interesting. You say crepes, we say crepes. And then at the same time in South Africa, crepes were pancakes. So if they had a pancake
Yes.
breakfast, it was crepes or crepes,
It
however
was
you want to
crepes.
say it. And it that's how it was. And so pancakes, I think they would call them shortcakes. I'm not sure, but oh my gosh, you have made me hungry again. Thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate every time that
Happy to
Cheryl comes on
help.
the show. I want to go eat cake, and it's it and for me it's breakfast time, so guess what? Feed them cake. Let them eat cake. I'm all in. Everyone, keep up with Cheryl at heywannago.com. That's her website, and send her an email for help, planning your trip. And she really specializes in these cruises, but helps people plan their journey. And it's not really at any extra expense to people, right? You're helping, you work with the actual destinations themselves to give people the best, adventure that they can have and the best experience. So when you start doing river cruises and things like that, you want to have the best. So keep up with Cheryl there, and also on
Absolutely.
Facebook. Hey, Want to Go Travel on Facebook. It's fun to watch her on there. She always takes you around wherever she's going, and you've done a lot of travel this year. We're gonna have to talk about that soon on our New Year's show, but you've done a lot this year. You've been around the world, girl.
But it's been less than 2020. My goal was to travel less this year, and I traveled a little less. It was just all bunched in at the end. But I'm actually home for 2 months, and I'm looking forward to finishing unpacking and putting my suitcase away for a couple of months. So
And
that'll
then
be
you know what's
nice.
happening right after that. Off she goes like a little
Yeah.
Energizer bunny. Yeah, there it is. Well, thanks so much, Cheryl. Everyone, thank you for joining us here on Big Blend Radio. We'll see you next time. Thanks, Cheryl.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Vacation Station Travel and Leisure Show, brought to you by Big Blend Magazines. Keep up with us at bigblendradio.com or blendradioandtv.com. Happy travels!